While some other Ontario universities are cutting staff after the federal government reduced the number of international student study permits, Algoma University is growing some departments even as more permit cuts are expected. Algoma U President Asima Vezina admits there are financial challenges associated with a reduction in international student study permits and a freeze on domestic tuition, but in a report to the university's board made Monday, she says there is a plan to maintain the financial health of the institute. The executive team has recommended that the continued freeze on tuition and domestic enrollment, combined with the drastic reduction in international study permits, requires Algoma University to adopt a new prudent fiscal outlook to protect our financial stability, Vezina said. She didn't directly address the student visa situation with the university's Board of Governors on Monday. In a written report, Vezina said Algoma U proactively initiated strategies to mitigate the financial risk of potential changes to Canada's immigration policy even before the federal government announced a reduction in the number of international students' study permits. That plan includes stabilizing enrollments at between 2,000 and 2,300 students in Sault Ste. Marie, and 4,500 to 5,000 in Brampton. The university also maintains a presence in Timmins, with a much smaller complement of students. We expect to sustain this enrollment for at least 3 years, positioning Algoma University as a mid-sized institution of 6,000 to 7,000 students, said Vezina in her report. Sue today reached out to the university for an interview with Vezina on Tuesday, but she has so far not responded. The university is experiencing a decline in enrollment from international students in the current academic year, but some of that gap is being filled by a modest growth in domestic students enrolling. It expects the federal government will cut the number of study permits by another 10 to 12% in 2025 and limit all permits to master's and PhD students. In turn, Algoma U is shifting the emphasis from certificates to degree programming for some programs, including a new master's-level psychotherapy training program focusing on mental health care delivery. This means we will be able to graduate psychotherapists into our community, to help our community of Sault Ste. Marie in Northern Ontario with the mental health and addictions challenges we're facing, said Vezina. A master's in social work will also be offered at the university in the fall of 2025 in Sault Ste. Marie, Brampton and Timmins, she said. In an email, Tony Fabiano, president of the faculty union OPSEU, SEFPO Local 685, said the university has so far not indicated there will be any teaching positions impacted by a declining enrollment. A call for comment from OSSTF, FEESO District 35, which represents over 2,000 support staff members, was not immediately returned. Audited financial statements for 2023-24 presented to the board on Monday show the university is currently boasting a $94 million surplus, with $304 million in revenue and $210 million in expenses. The federal government announced earlier this year it would slash the number of international student permits available, with Ontario seeing its allotment halved. At the time, the provincial government said 22 of 23 universities will keep study permit applications at 2023 levels, with fewer allocated to Algoma University.